Today's shir, the Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Be'emes Amru, we spoke about the chazan who is watching the children reading by lamplight. But the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah that he may not read by the lamplight. Ask the Gemara Vamit Resha, then we learn at the beginning of the Mishnah that Roya, that he may look at the sefer when he at lamplight, my love, and doesn't that mean likrois, that he's allowed to read at the lamplight? Says the Mara Loi. What it means is Lasad the Rosh Priyash Yosef. He could only familiarize himself with the different places for the Elias tomorrow, or some say that the Gabbai would help the Baal Koire read from the Sefer Torah, so he had to familiarize himself somewhat with the laning of tomorrow. All the chazan may do is be masada the Rosh Parash Yosef. But says the Gemara, for kula parasha, but to read the entire parasha, loy would be prohibited. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Hatanaikish based Rabban, the Tanaikis and the Rebbe's Shiva, Hai Masadin Parash Yosef, a kernel on there, they would read by lamplight. So had, and presumably, it means that they read the whole parasha. How do we understand that? Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seimer Rosh Parash Yosef. It only means the Rosh Parash Yosef, not the whole. Ibai Seimer Shani Tanaitis. Children are different. However, Amos Rabban Aleim, since they're worried about the Rebbe, they're scared of the Rebbe, Loyos Letzluye, they won't tilt the lamp. The Ran quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. That the Yerushalmi says, why does somebody want to tilt the lamp? The reason somebody wants to tilt the lamp is because he wants to be able to read. Children in yeshiva actually are not interested in reading. And since children in yeshiva are not interested in reading, they want to get out of yeshiva, we're not worried that they're going to tilt the lamp. There's another discussion that the Chikrei Lev has here. The question is that normally adults are not obligated to stop a child from doing something that's usur. And the Rajba even takes it a step further to Rajba Masechta Yevamos, that if the food is only usur midrabbanan, you're allowed to even feed it to them. So why was Rav Shimon Gamliel so worried about the children reading by the lamp? Answers the Chikrei Lev, that allowing a child to commit an isser is permitted is only when the child commits the isser for his own benefit. But an adult may not ask a child to commit an isser on behalf of the adult. For example, you're not allowed to ask a child to carry your talis on Shabbos for your purpose. And not only that, the Gemara later in Amos Sekta says that if a child wants to commit an isser for the sake of an adult, the adult must stop him, even if he didn't ask the child to do that isser. So there are children, says the Chikrei Lev, that they only learn because their teachers and parents want them to. So that means when the child is learning, he's learning on behalf of his parent, on behalf of his teacher, and that's why we can't let him do an isser. There's another question. Here we're learning, ready for the second shir, the concern of Shemayata. So what happens if Pesach falls on the night of Shabbos and you're reading by oil lamp? How could you have the Seder? Why are we not concerned about Shemayata? So the Paiskim answer that we're not, Shemayata is a concern, but Pesach Seder is only once a year. Since the Pesach Seder is only once a year, we override the concern of Shemayata. We find a similar concept that we had in our Gemara, discussed by the Taisus Rosh. The question is, Yom Kippur at night, the night of Kol Nidre, so piyutim are recited in Shul, and the piyutim are words that we're not familiar with, and we're not, how do we say it? why are we not concerned about Shah Mayata? Says the Tosfos Rosh. Just like our Gemara introduced the concept of Amos Rabban, here too we have a concept of Amos Yom Kippurim. And when there's a concept of Amos Yom Kippurim, we're not worried that anybody's going to tilt the lamp. We learned furthermore in the Mishnah, Kiyotzba Loyochel Azov. Azov and Azov may not eat at the same table. And the way the Tosfos Rosh explains this Gemara, as we've had many times in our shiurim throughout Shas, the way they normally ate was that they would eat at small tables. And everybody had their own private small table. So therefore, if a husband and a wife are eating at the same small table when she's a nida, so the concern is that they're going to come to Darachiba, which is Osir. So according to the Rosh, if they're not eating at the same table, we could be more lenient. But as we're going to see, Chazal, that's not the way we paskin. Tanya of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Bar'ed hechem parts of Tahara Yisrael. See how careful people in Klal Yisrael are about Tahara. Shlosh Shanina, we haven't learned Layoch LaTorim Tameya. We're not concerned about a Tar person eating with a Tamei person. We know that they're not going to do anything wrong. That the Tar person will protect himself, will watch himself from not eating Tamei food. Ella, what have we learned? Layoch LaZov Me'azova. That's where we're concerned in the Hergel Aveira. Kiyotzeva continues the Braisa. Layoch LaZov Porush M'zov Amaretz. A Zov who's careful about Hilchas Tahara should not eat with a Zov who's an Amaretz. Shema Yagileno Etzla. They may become accompanied to eat together. Ask the Gemara. V'chim Hagila Etzla Mahava. So what does it make a difference if they eat together? Eleima, we're concerned. Shem Yachileno Devarim Tameim. They're not allowed to eat together because maybe the person who's not Makbar on Tahara will give the other person food that's Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Otazah Parish Lav Dvarim Tameim Achel. If he's a person who's a Zov, even though he's a Parish, and even though he's normally very Makbar on Tahara, but anything he touches becomes Tamei. So why are we worried if he's going to give him Tamei the food? Amar Abaya, what we are concerned about is Gzeir Shem Yechalena Dvarim Shenim Sukonim. He may give him food that wasn't properly taken off Trumas and Maestras. V'Rav Amar, Rav's opinion is, Rav Amaretz Masrim Haim. And we don't have to worry that the Amaretz is going to give him food for which they didn't take off Trumas and Maestras. What are we concerned? El Shem Yiragel Etzlei. We don't want them to become too close, and we want them to be worried because we're concerned what that may bring. And because we're worried, if they become too close, he may end up eating food that's Tamei when he's Tahar. And as the Ritva explains the opinion of Abaya, that when he's Tahar, since he's not in contact with him when he's Tahar, he stays away from him. And therefore, the only concern we have is we don't have to worry that he's going to give him Tamei food when he's Tahar, because then they're completely separate from each other. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, Nida Masha Tishan Abala, may Nida sleep with a husband, Huba Big Dai, Huba Big Dai. Normally, when a husband and wife slept together, they didn't wear clothing. But here, because she's a Nida, is the fact that she's wearing clothing enough of a shinui, enough of a difference than what they normally do, that should cause them to be able to sleep together and not be worried that they're going to come to do something wrong. Amrav Yosef, Tashma, Ha'if Oyle Magvina al Shulchan. You could put poultry on the same table with dairy, vein and nechel, but they may not be eaten together. Divrei Beishamai. Beisel Oymer Oyle can't be put on the table of nechel. We know it says in the Torah, Parshas Kisisa, you're not allowed to cook meat and dairy together. But the Gemara Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Dalet, explains that's only talking about animal meat, chaya meat. The Rabbanan said that you can't have poultry and dairy together. So Beis Shammai say, since the Isser of poultry and dairy is only an Isser of the Rabbanan, so the halacha is they can be put on the same table. Beis Hillel say that even though it's only an Asum Midrabbanan, the halacha is they can't be put on the same table. Why? Why is this not considered a gzeirah l'gzeirah? Says the Rashba, because we don't look at it as two separate gzeiras. You're not allowed to put meat and dairy together. You're not allowed to put poultry and dairy together. And therefore, we have a situation of a gzeirah l'gzeirah. Rather, explains the Rashba, kula chad gzeirah. The halacha looks at it as one gzeirah, and since the halacha looks at it as one gzeirah, that's why Chazal were machmer, according to Beis Hillel. So we see that if you can't put poultry and dairy on the same table, we certainly should not allow the nida and her husband to share the same bed, even if they're wearing clothing. Answers the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Because Shani Hossam, the Lekadeus, they're not. We have people. We have the nida and her husband will make sure that they don't do anything wrong. Hachanam istabra, and it makes sense to understand it this way. The hechadikadeus, if there are more than one person involved, it's different. The ketani sefer, because the Mishnah teaches us. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, shnei echsnoim oichel al shulchan echad, two guests may eat at the same table. Zeach abasu zeach al gvina, one could eat meat and one could eat dairy. Vein chayshin, why? Because since they're not familiar with each other, we have no connection with each other, we're not going to eat from each other's food. So too, when we have a reason to see that we don't have to worry, like when the husband and wife are wearing clothing, we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara v'lav et mala, Amar Rav Chana bar Ami Amar Shmuel, you know why we're lenient by two people at the same table? Because lo shana l'shem makirim zeze, because they don't know each other. Av makirim zeze, if they know each other, we wouldn't let them eat, one eating dairy and one eating poultry at the same table. V'hani nami, and certainly a husband and a wife that's a nida, makirin zez ninu, and therefore we ought to be machmer. Says the Gemara HaChiyashta. The comparison is weak. Hosom, deis ikka, indeed, the two people who are eating at the same table are two distinct, intelligent human beings, but shinu leka, they're both eating in the normal fashion. Hacha, but when you have a husband and a wife, ikadeis, we have the two people to remind each other, and there's also a shinui that they're wearing clothing, and therefore, it may be different. Ikadamri, there's a different way of a different version of this discussion. Tashma, Shimon Gamliel Omer, shnei chsnoim oichel al shulchan echad, two guests could eat at the same table. Ze basva ze gvina, one could eat meat and one could eat cheese. Vitmala. And we learned regarding this, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Yishon Al Shem Mekim Zezeh, only if they don't know each other. So since they don't know each other, we don't have to worry that one will take from the other one's food. Av Mekim Zezeh, if they know each other, Osir, Vahani Nami, and the husband and wife, certainly, Mekim Zezeh Ninu. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, Deis Ika, they indeed have, by the meat and dairy, there are two different people, but Shinu Leka, Hacha ikadeis v'kishinui, and maybe it's different, and therefore we don't have an answer to our question, what is the halacha when she's a nida? Tashma, from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, lo yochel azov mazova, mishum hergel aveira. So we see they can't eat together, they certainly can't sleep together. So tomorrow it's not a proof. Hacha nami, deis ikka, when they're eating at the same table, you have two different people that will remind each other, but shinui leka, but they're eating in a normal fashion. Whereas when they're in the bed, dressed, we have two people, and we also have a shinui. Tashma, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Pasuk in Yecheskel describes a tzaddik. The Pasuk says, Al-harm lo yechel, he didn't eat upon the mountains, that which means he didn't require. We know what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Esa ina el ahorim, el tikri holim el ahorim. He didn't rely on his parents. He doesn't have to rely on Tzchus Avis. Ve'ein of le'nosa el gluli beis Yisrael. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Ve'eishis re'eu le'timei. He, of course, is careful not to have relations with an eishis ish. Ve'lisha nida le'yikrav. Says the Gemara, Makish ishoi nida le'eishis re'eu. The Torah is comparing when your wife is a nida to an eishes ish. My eishes reyu who be bigdav he be bigdasa. A husband, a different eishes ish. You can't lay in the same bed with her, even if you're both wearing clothing. From here we learn af ish de nida. When somebody's wife is a nida, who be bigdav he be bigdav. Even if they're wearing clothing, they may not lay in the same bed. Shema mina. Says the Gemara, pliga der b'das. The only time with a nida is gilui arayish. Ish ish akol sheb seira leisikruvu legalis erva. That is what's awesome. But here the Gemara clearly, and that's the halacha, holds that one's wife when she's a nida is considered like a eishes ish. Rav Shlomo Gantzfried, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also wrote a sefer called Lechem V'Simla on Hilchas Nida. And he's paskins that, like our Gemara just said, that when one's wife is a Nida, she's like an Eishes Ish. And therefore he says, we learned the Masechta Brachas, Kol B'Isha Erva. Listening to a woman singing is an Erva. So he says, just like Kol B'Isha Erva, the halacha is when your wife is a Nida, you're not allowed to hear her sing. And so too is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadikei, Sif Kotten Chof Gimel. And in fact, the Michas Yitzchak, and the Shal Sechuvas Michas Yitzchak, Chelik Zayin Simen Ayin, takes this a step further. When we spoke about the halachas of Kol B'Isha Erva, there are poskim that differentiate between hearing a woman singing live, between hearing a woman recorded, says the Michas Yitzchak. Even the Paiskim who are lenient about hearing a woman singing recorded music, that's only if you don't know that woman. Now, obviously, we all know our wives, and therefore, says the Michas Yitzchak, that even though that now that we're learning that a wife, when she's a nida, is like an erva, the halacha is you can't listen to her sing, and not only can't you listen to her sing, you can't even listen to her recorded. Halacha lemaisa. The halacha is that one should not eat at the same table with his wife when she's a nida, unless there's a heker, something is put on the table that the husband and wife should recognize that she's a nida. And not only is that, the heker has to be something which is unusual, that's not normally there. The Paiskim also say that if they're eating on mats, and if they eat each on their own mat, we could be lenient. And Rav Ozner in the Paiskim say, Rav Ozner takes this a step further. Rav Ozner says that even if there are other people at the table, they still need to have a heker. Furthermore, a husband may not eat the leftovers of his wife when she's a nida, unless directly from her plate, unless he doesn't know it's her leftover. The same halacha is regarding meat and dairy. You can't put them on the same table. You can have them on the same counter as you're preparing food, but you can't have them on the same table from where you're eating unless you're putting a heker on the table, or if it's people that don't know each other. If there are two people eating at a table in a dining room, in an office or anywhere, and they have no connection with each other, and one is eating dairy, one is eating meat, then we could be more lenient. Nothing which is normally on the table, bread or water or soda, which is normally on the table, none of these types of things can serve as a heker. Continues the Gemara, Ula kiava osim bebe rav. When Ula would come home from the yeshiva of Rav, he would kiss his sisters on the bosoms. Some say he kissed them on their hands. But Ula is really contradicting himself. Any type of closeness is prohibited between a man and a woman. Just like we tell a Nazir, walk around the vineyard. Walk around the Karma Sikrif, so too a person should be very careful to stay away from Erva. The Ran asks a question. If a wife, when she's a Nida, is considered like an Erva, why could they be together in the same house alone. So he quotes the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amr Aleph, that says, Suga B'Shoshanim, a husband and a wife are compared to Suga B'Shoshanim, even though right now they may not have any relations, but they're going to be allowed to have relations. And because they're allowed to have relations, that's why we could be lenient with Yichud. The reason Ula did this, that he would kiss his sisters, because as we learned, the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Aleph, that Rav Adabar Hava, when he would come to a wedding, he would carry the kala on his shoulders and dance. And his Talmidim asked him, may they do so as well? And he answered, if they feel when they're carrying a woman like they're carrying a beam, they're allowed to do it. And therefore, Ula was on such a madrega, says Tosfos, in the very masculine plig of the day, that he didn't have any natural physical urges, that's why he could be makel. Tachsam Seifer says that this Gemara is really a drash. And what the Gemara is speaking about is his ahava for Torah. And we know Emma Lechokma Achoisiat. And that's what he meant over here. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says that somebody who has this kind of relations with a woman, even a relative, hareza maguna b'yoyser. I saw a beautiful pshat, what the Gemara says here, leich leich amri lekamar leisikrov, says the Satmar Rebbe. Here we're not talking about a regular person. We're talking about a nazir, a person who lives with kedusha v'tahara. And even though he lives with kedusha v'tahara, he should be still, he has to be careful not to do anything that could cause him to do an avera. Tana de Be'elio, Mas v'Talmud Echad, there was a story with a Talmud, Shoshana Harbe, he learned a lot, v'Kara Harbe, he learned a lot of Mishnayis, he learned a lot of Chumash, v'Shimish Tamid Chacham Harbe, he learned a lot of Gemara, Meis b'chatzi yomav, and he died very young. V'Yisa Ishtan tells Tfilov, and his wife would take his tefillin, and walk with them to different shuls. It says in the Torah, Torah brings arichas yomim, particularly, as the Mashal explains, tefillin, somebody who fulfills the mitzvah tefillin, is zoicha tarichas yomim. So I don't understand. Bali Shoshana Harbe, V'Kara Harbe, my husband who learned V'Shimish Talmid Chacham Harbe, B'mnei Meis B'chatzi Yomav. Why did he die so young? V'Lo Yada Machzira Dov, and nobody was able to give her a good answer. Pam Achas Nesrachti Etzla. So once I was visiting her, V'Yisi Mesicha Kol Yisim Ura, and she began her speech. V'Matilei Biti, I asked her, my daughter, B'mei Nidos Chamei Etzlech, well, how did he act when you were in Nida? When I was in Nida, I feel about, he didn't touch me in the most minimal way. Then I was asked, what about the days when you were counting the Shiva Nakiyim? So she said, he ate with me, drank with me, and we slept together without wearing clothing. But he did not cohabit with me. So I said, Baruch HaMokim Shehargu, Shalai Nos upon him with Torah. Asheram HaTorah V'al Isha Benidas Tumas Lai Sikrav. So the Mepharshim ask, obviously, how did he make such a terrible mistake? So some say he thought that it's only Usur during the day she's a Nida, not the days when she's counting the Zayin Nakiyim. Tosfos, however, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by Tosfos, says that we know, as we learned from Masechet Nida, that Benos Yisrael, Hechmir al Atzmam, Jewish girls were very machmed that they should, even though a Nida, Midaraisa, if she sees Dam Nida for 7 days, as soon as she stops seeing Dam, she could go to the mikvah. She, the machmer, every need to consider themselves like a zava needs zayin nekiyim. But what they would do is, after they finished the dam nida, they would go to the mikvah, and then go to the mikvah a second time after the zayin nekiyim. And therefore, this person made the mistake, explains Rabbeinu Tam, thinking that this was a lighter time, because she had already gone to the mikvah. But the halacha is, once Chazal said that you have to count those 7 days, till those 7 clean days, those zayin nekiyim are over, the halacha is, she can't, you have to treat her like a full-fledged nida. What's pshat shalei nosapan on the Torah? So the first pshat that most Rishonim explain is, as we just explained, that he didn't accept the Gzeres Chazal properly. And since he didn't accept the Gzeres Chazal properly, that's why he was punished. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggests, shalei nosapan on the Torah, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he recognized that this is the way the Ramban explains, even though this person was a great Talmud Chacham, Hashem does what he has to do. And this person didn't act like he was supposed to act, he had to be punished. They slept on the same bed, but that's all. They would have a separation, but since she was a Nida, they should not have slept in the same bed. And he made a mistake, and that's why he was punished. The Ksav Sofer explains this Gemara, that this Talmud Chacham indeed learned a lot of Torah. But what he didn't do is follow what it says in the Torah. And as it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Tazayin, Shigigas Talmud Oyle Zodin. The Tefillin Shel Yad represent Keneged Alev. The Tefillin Shel Rosh represent Keneged HaMoyach. And he left, he only had Moyach. He only had the learning, but he didn't have the Yad, the fulfillment. And that's why, explains the Ksav Sofer, he was punished. Says the Mishnah. Ve'elam and Alochus, these are from the halachas, we'll explain this in the Gemara, which halachas, that was said in the attic of the home of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goyron. Shalul of Akroi, they came to visit him, Nimnu, Rabbi Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they came to visit him, and at that time there were more people from Beis Shammai than from Beis Hillel, and therefore they accepted Shmoina Asur Dvarim Gazabar Beyoim, there were 18 Gezeris that were accepted that day, they represent the opinion of Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Elu Tanan, when we learn the Mishnah, do we learn with the word Elu, without the Vav, or Ve'elu Tanan? And the Gemara explains what's the difference. Ve'elu Tanan, Hani Damaran, it includes those halachas that we learned in the previous Mishnah about wearing, about not checking your clothing for lice by a lamp, not checking, not reading by the lamp, they're included in the Yud Ches Dover. Only the halachas that we're going to learn are in the Yud Ches Dover, but not any new halachas. Only those that we're going to learn, but not those that we've already learned. Toshma, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Poilin L'Or Haner, we're not allowed to check for lice by lamp, like oil lamp, van karen laner or aner, we can't read by the light of a lamp. Ve'elam and alochus, sham valiyas beis chananya beis garim. These are from the alochus that was said from there. So we see clearly that the alochus that we already learned previously in this parak, shmano ve'elu tanan, are included in the yud ches dover that were learned in chananya beis garim shmamino. Tanar abodin, mikos of Megillas Tanis. They had a Megillas Tanis, which was compiled towards the end of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and it lists there all of the days that one is not allowed to fast. They're not considered full-fledged Yom Tovim. They're considered Yom Tovim that were instituted to commemorate what happened, Nisim, and because of those days, you now because of those nisim, you now to fast on those days. Why is it called the Megillas Tainus? As we learned before, Torah Shabbat Peh was not allowed to be committed to writing in those times. So that's why they wrote it on small pieces of paper just to remember them. The Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah said later, after there were so many tzoros that happened by Klal Yisrael, these Yom Tovim were abolished and you're allowed to fast on these days. So says the Gemara, Mikos Megillas Tanis. Says, ask the Gemara, who wrote the Megillas Tanis? Amru, Chananya ben Chizkiah v'Siyatai, Chananya ben Chizkiah and his colleagues. Shemechabim is a tzoros. They love tzoros. What's pshat? Shemechabim is a tzoros. Because when they had tzoros, they remembered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. And that's why they loved tzoros. Of course, the question is, so if they, what they're remembering is the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, so they should have said, not Mechavim is a tzoros, they should have said Mechavim is a nisim. The answer is, because they accepted, says the Marshal, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And even if Chas V'Sholom, they were faced with tzoros, they were Mekabel it Bahava. The Marshal, along the same line, maybe a little sharper, says that they were Mechavim the tzoros. Like the Gemara Masechta that Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, Omer Aleph explains, Chavivim and Yisurim, they loved Yisurim. They recognized what Yisurim could bring to a Jew. And therefore, they were very satisfied every time they remembered these Yom Tovim, because they remembered that these Yom Tovim came from the tzoros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that they deserved. The Sfasema says that if not for the fact that they thanked Hashem for the nisim that happened to them was a clear indication that they loved the tzoros. Because if they didn't love the tzoros, then they wouldn't have loved. If they wouldn't love the tzoros, they wouldn't have lived the nisim. I saw that the Sefer Tapukei Chaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu begins say the dvarim el dvarim ashadibe Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu repeat everything that happened to them in the Midbar? To teach us that a Jew always has to remember the tzoros that happened to them. Why does a Jew always have to remember the tzoros that happens to him? So they should use that as a way to remember how to thank Hashem for the nisim, to thank Hashem, and to stay away from doing what's wrong. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Af Anu Mechavim Satzaros. We also appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Avol Ma Nasa Shebanu Lichtoiv. If we were to record all of those situations, Einanu Mespikim, we would never be able to stop, because they lived in a time of terrible tzaros. Dava Acher Ein Shoyte Nifka. A person who's foolish doesn't understand when he's attacked. He says, we have so much tzoros, we don't even understand them. Dava Acher Ein Besar Meis Marish Beizmo. A dead person doesn't feel when somebody cuts his skin. We too are faced with so many tzoros, we don't even understand them. Eini, is that true? V'amar Rav Yitzchak, Kosherim V'lameis. Worms are painful for a dead person, ke machet v'basachai, like a nail, like pins in a living person. Shnema ach b'Yisrael love yichav. The pasuk in Eiv says, his flesh is in pain, v'nasha love ta'avol. Eime ein basameis shebechai. If a person has dead skin, margish b'izma, doesn't feel when he's being cut. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rab, Ram Zocha Oysa Ish L'Toiv. We have to remember Chananya Bechezkiya in a very positive way. Shemolehu, if not for him, Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel would have been put away. There are things in Sefer Yecheskel that contradict this Torah. It says in Sefer Yecheskel that the Kahanim may not eat Nevela and Trefa. But that's not true. it's not only Kahanim that may not eat Nevela Treifa. Everybody may not eat Nevela and Treifa. How did he reconcile that? The way he reconciled, as we've discussed many times, that if a bird is brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, the way it's killed is not in the typical manner with Shechita, but rather the way it's killed is with Malika. Now, if somebody were to kill a bird with Malika, that would be a Nevela, and he would not be allowed to eat that bird. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen who is eating a carbon chatas oif that way is eating a kosher bird. So that's why the Pasuk in Yechezkel stresses that in that case they're allowed to eat something which is a Nevela, otherwise they may not eat. And that's how he reconciled the Psukim. Ma'asa, what did he do? Heluloi Shloish Meis Gabri Shemen, they brought up them 300 barrels of oil, which, as the Mefarshim explain, could have lasted for a very, very long time. And they brought it up, and he decided that he's going to sit, V'yosh Baliyah, he's going to sit in his attic, V'darshan, and get it all right. And as I saw from a motion, the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Yerodei Echel Gimel Simen Kuf Tezvov, why did they want to take away the whole Sefer Yecheskel? If there's a difficult pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, take away that pasuk. But you don't have to take away the whole Sefer. Says Rav Moshe, from here we see that if there's a Sefer with questions on it, you're not allowed to have the Sefer at all, even the parts of the Sefer where there are no questions. So as we've been discussing, Shmoina Esra Dover, 18 Gezeris that Beis Shammai felt should be enacted, were enacted that day, because Beis Shammai, there were more people from Beis Shammai than from Beis Hillel, and they prevailed. Says the Gemara, what are the Shmon Esrei Dover? My Ninu Shmon Esrei Dover, what are the 18 Gzeiros? The Tanan, Elu Paislan Satchuma. So as we've said many times, by Chulin, the highest Madreg of the lowest Madreg of Tumasheni, by Truma Shlishi, by Kodesh Tzrivi. The following things, if they come in contact with Truma, have a degree of a Sheni Latuma. Ha'ichel Eichel Rishon. If somebody eats a food which is a Rishon Latuma, the person who eats it is considered a Sheni, and if he comes in contact with Truma, that would make the Truma a Shlishi. But since, as I just said, Truma never goes past Shlishi Latuma, since Truma never goes past Shlishi Latuma, that's why we use the word Pasul, not Tame. Tame means somebody that can transmit Tuma. Pasul means that it can't transmit Tuma further. So, Midaraisa, a person can only contract Tuma from an Avatuma. And food is never an Avatuma. So you can't become Tameh from Tameh food, not by touching it, nor by eating it. Chazal said that a person does become a Sheni L'Tuma by swallowing Tameh food, not just touching it, swallowing it, and if the food is a Rishon or a Sheni. Next was Ha'ichel Eichel Sheni. If somebody eats food that's a Sheni L'Tuma, he too becomes a Sheni L'Tuma. And therefore, if he touches Truma, it becomes a Shlishi. Vashoysa Mashkin Tameim. There are seven liquids. The way we remember them are Yad Shochatam, Yayin Dva Hashem, and Cholav Tal, Tam Amayim. The seven liquids, if a person drinks any of these liquids when they're Tamei, the loch is that the person becomes a Sheni, and if he touches the Truma, it becomes a Shlishi. V'abar Rosh V'ruba B'mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is water that's been collected, rainwater, spring water that's been collected in a vessel, which can't be used to make up the 40 Sava Mikvah. And the halacha is that a person who went to the Mikvah is always considered Tful Yoim. If on the day that he went to the Mikvah, he bathed his head or most of his body in shuvim water, he becomes tamei, and he has to go to the mikveh again. And we're going to see the reason for all these gzeiros in the Gemara coming up. V'tar shenof al rosh v'rubay, and a person who's tar, who head and greater part of his body fell, shloish lugamayim sh'uvim, the halacha again will be that he is tamei and must go to the mikveh. Shloish lugamayim sh'uvim is about 1.8 liters of water. V'sefer, every sefer was considered a sheni l'tuma. V'yadayim, hands that weren't washed, are considered a sheni l'tuma, and that's why there's halacha that before we eat, we have to wash. V'tfil yoyim, if somebody went to the mikveh, but he didn't have Harif Shemesh, the day hasn't passed, so for the remainder of that day, he's considered a sheni l'tuma. For oichlim v'akelim shenishku v'mashkin, food or utensils that came in contact with mashkin, that means the mashkin were rishon l'tuma, and although by midaraisa, such midaraisa, oichlim cannot become tamei only from an avatama. Chazal said they can become tamei from a rishon l'tuma. And again, oichlim v'akelim should nitbu v'mashkin, or food, all of them, the halach is both food or kelim that came in contact with a rishon l'tuma are all going to be considered a sheni l'tuma. These are the beginning of the Yud Ches Tavar that were enacted on that day.